Okay, so continuing on with the theme that we mentioned yesterday, you know, it's interesting, the straightforward halacha in the Rambam, insofar as he's really just following the Rif, obviously his lineage goes back, Rabbeinu Maimon Hadayon, the Bimigash, straight to the Rif. So this halacha in the Rambam, about Misha Eino Yain Velele HaPesach, Mekadei Shalapas, Kederach Shoseh V'Shabes, Ve'oseh Kol Advarim Al HaSeder HaSeh, is taken straight from the Rif. So let me just read the Rif, it's actually quoted by both the Magid Mishnah and the Hagos Maimonios. So the Magid Mishnah quotes it a little bit greater length, so I'll just mention it. But then I'll show you how in the context of the Rambam, it's not as obvious as you would think. So Zambavuar Behalachos Zelashonam, the Rif, Heich Yabed Shari Bereisha Motzi Ubatzalei the Rifta, Omanu Yadei Labe Ad the Gamar Kidusha, V'chevan the Gamar Kidusha Mivarech Lechol Matzah, V'achel V'hadar V'tabel V'shari Yirake, V'akar Leilip Torah, and then you do the Akiris HaShulchan, V'asar Hachi Amar Manishtana V'klu Agada Ad Gal Yisram, Mivarech Amarar V'achel, V'hadar Karech Matzah Marar V'achel Below Bracha, because obviously you would have had to do that earlier. Rabbeinu Katzar Bemuva, and then the Rambam obviously just was a little bit shorter, and he made the same point. Similarly, in the Gaus Maimunios, Lashon Rav Alfus, Mishen Lo Yain Bele Depsachim, Mikadei Sharifta, Midi Dehava Shabbasos V'Yamim Tovim, Umanach Yadei Arifta, Degamar Kiddusha, Mivarech Lechol Matzah, right, V'Achil, Uvitubas Rav Sar Shalom Gon, Mish Mesifta Kasat Mikadei Sharifta, V'Gomer Seder Pesach, Uvotzea V'Ochel, and this is in the Ravya. Okay, fine. So, you know, the Rambam's basically, you know, as the Gaus Maimonios and the Magid Mishnah pointing out in light of the Rif, you know, no great surprise. But there are actually two contextually, you know, more surprising points, if you will, in the Rambam. One of them is, right, when the Rambam says, you know, Kederach Shoshet B'Shabbasos, he leaves out Yom Tovim, which is an interesting, you know, point for discussion. If there's anything to that, right, let's go back for a second to earlier in the Perek, you know, where the Rambam talks about the idea of Lechem Oni being Docha Lechem Mishnah. You know, so it's really fascinating. You could have thought, well, you know, apparently this meal is taken out of the context of Shar Yamim Tovim and Shabbasos, Mishum Shenamar Lechem Oni. So, you know, you could say, well, that was a very technical halacha, because of the special din of Lechem Oni, that it triumphs over Lechem Mishnah, but, you know, the Shar Kol Advarim, the idea that you could be Mekadei Sharifta, so for those purposes, obviously being like Yamim Tovim, and that indeed is the Maskana. But I don't think it's so obvious. You could have argued that, you know, maybe we don't have a Seudas Leil Pesach, like it is a Seudas, you know, Shabbasos V'Yamim Tovim. It's already subject to a different set of parameters as far as, you know, Lechem Oni dominating Lechem Mishnah is concerned, so maybe the Mekadei Sharifta factor was going to be, you know, a little bit different. Okay, so that's number one. Number two has to do with the Rambam's conceptualization of the Dalet Kosos. Remember, for the Rambam, Dalet Kosos transcends just the idea of punctuating, the Dalet Mitzvos, the Mitzvah of Kadesh and Magid and the Birkas HaMazon and the Hallel, right? As the Gemara says, the Dalet Kosos are separate, so we should do a mitzvah with each and every one of them. So for the Rambam, it's an intrinsic part of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. So if you don't have the Dalet Kosos, right, you could have argued for the Rambam that the entire Seder with its choreography, Maschal B'Gdolos, Mesayim B'Shevach, and so on and so forth, the entire Seder is interrupted, right? There's a completely different choreography absent the Dalet Kosos because they're an intrinsic part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the fact that the Rambam instantiates, okay, you know, obviously they are part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Kiyum of Cheirah Shebo is obviously very important, and the Seder is not going to be the same, just like the Seder isn't the same with the Karban Pesach, obviously, though, to a different extent. But for the Rambam, uniquely, these things have to be stated, because the Dalet Kosos play a much more dramatic role for the Rambam than they do, let's say, for the Balei HaTosos, in terms of their role in punctuating and in effectuating Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Mechayev Adam Laharas HaSasro. So the absence of the Dalet Kosos, not just, you know, Kaddish, but Mishen Lo Yayin, the fact that we consider, the fact that we continue on with Seder Asiyas Mitzvos Elu Bilel Chamisha Asar, largely unabated, is not an obvious point. They're certainly not as obvious as you might think, and especially in light of our observation before, Bilel Chamoni being Docha Lecha Mishnah, the idea that it does fold back into Seudas Shar Yam Tov Mishabasos, in terms of Mekadei Sharifta, that too certainly needs to be stated.